of the Lord Jesus be with you.
愿主的恩惠与你们同在。
Four months ago, I preached from the same scripture. Anybody know what I preach?
大概四个月以前，我也传讲同样的经文。有没有人记得我说了些什么？
This morning I will be preaching from the same message.
现在今天我还要传讲同样的这个讯息。
But the sermon title is Be a wonderful vessel for His grace.
但是我今天的题目是成为神恩典祝福的奇妙器皿。
God's word is wonderful.
神的恩典是非常奇妙的
and powerful,
也是非常有力的。
As I prepare for this sermon, I learn a lot from God.
我在准备今天的讲道的时候，我从神那里学习到许多。
Before we start, let's pray.
在我们开始讲道之前，让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你是这样奇妙的一位神。
We thank you for the privilege to come before you through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
我们感谢你，因为借着主耶稣基督，我们能够得到这样的特权，来到你的面前。
We ask you to speak to us today.
我们请求你今天对我们说话。
So that through your word and the power of the Holy Spirit.
你对我们说话是借着你在经上的话语，并且借着你圣灵奇妙的大能。
We will experience life change, life transformation.
好叫我们的生命能够得着改变。
Beyond our imagination.
你在我们身上所带来的改变是超过我们所能够想象的。
May you be our blessing in our life.
我们愿意你成为我们生活中的祝福。
In Jesus mighty name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣大有能力的名来祷告。Amen.
We just read the message, the scripture.
我们刚刚读了这一段经文。
In the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
我们刚刚读的是约拿书第一章第一节到第三节。
Verses 1 and 2 basically is a God calling to Jonah to preach the good news to the people of Nineveh.
在第一节跟第二节里面，基本上就是神呼召约拿要把神的福音传给尼尼微城的居民。
Basically, God wanted Jonah.To tell the people of Nineveh to turn away from their sin.
神要约拿去对尼尼微城的居民说，他们必须要离弃他们的罪恶。
And verse 3, basically was the response of Jonah.
第三节呢，基本上记载的就是约拿对于神呼召的一个反应。
If you see the map.
看看这个地图。
So from where Jonah was to go to the place called Nineveh is about 500 miles.
我们可以看到，从约拿所在的城市到尼尼微是差不多是500英里的距离。
But what did Jonah do?
我们看看约拿去了哪里呢？
He went to the opposite direction.
他却往相反的方向走。
To a place called Tarshish.
他跑到他失去。
Which is about 2,000 miles away.
他失城离约拿的城市差不多是在2000英里以外。
Tarshish was believed to be the end of the earth at the time.
在约拿的时代，他失城差不多就等于是世界的地极了。
What made Jonah responded?In this manner.
为什么是什么事情使得约拿是这样回应神的呼召呢？
How many of you have run from God at some point in your life?
不知道在你们当中有多少人在你们过去生命中有某曾经尝试远离神？
I believe I did a lot.
我相信我的确多次从神身边逃跑。
Running away from God doesn't mean that you stop believing in Him.
当你想从神身边逃跑，并不一定表示说你就不再信靠神了，不再相信神了。
Running away from can mean that you still consider yourself a Christian.
当我们从身边逃跑的时候，我们在同时我们可能还认为自己是一个基督徒。
But at the same time, there are areas in your life you intentionally refuse to turn over to God.
但是在这同时呢，在你生活中有许多层面，有许多事情，你是不愿意把他们带到神的面前。
Whatever the reasons, whether it is pride, rebellion, or anything you think God has not best interest out of you.
不管是什么原因，也许是你的骄傲，或是你的叛逆，你就是不愿意来到神的面前，你拒绝顺服神。
Instead of turning over to God, you just simply hold on to that area.
你拒绝把你的问题带到神的面前，
But come to think about it.We Christian brother and sister do every time.
我们仔细想一想，其实我们在基督徒的弟兄姐妹，我们常常这样子做。
We sin and if we sin against God and ignore our transgressions.
我们犯罪得罪了神。
We do not follow God's commandments.
我们并没有完全追随神。
And His teaching.
我们并没有完全追随神的要求，神的教导。
So running away from God involves refusing to submit to some person of authority.
我们所谓的从神身边逃跑，就是说，可能也包括我们拒绝像我们身在我们身边有权柄的人，我们拒绝像顺服我们这些有权柄的人。
Some relationships.
或者是一些领导。
Finances or some moral issues.
或者是我们生活中一些财务方面或是道德方面的问题。
So you still believe there's a God.
我们可能还是相信神。
But you still consider yourself a Christian.
我们还是认为自己是一个基督徒。
Except you simply refuse to surrender that side of your life to God.
但是呢，我们就是拒绝把生活中的这些特定某些问题带到神面前向神降服。
We ran from God in strangest kind of way.
我们可能用一些很奇怪的方式从神身边逃跑。
Such as.
比如说。
We run from God by ignoring God's word and commands.
我们可能从神身边逃跑，是借着我们就忽视神的话语跟神对我们的要求。
We just don't do what God wants us to do.
我们神要我们做的事情，我们没有去做。
Secondly, we run from God by harboring secret sins.
第二点呢，我们也是从神身边逃跑，是因为我们。就是我们一直住在我们一些隐而未显的罪犯当中。
There are sins in your life that you simply won't acknowledge or you simply ignore.
我们生活中可能有一些罪，我们就是不愿意去承认，或者就是故意忽视。
Thirdly, we run from God by denying ourselves as Christians.
我们也可能是因为拒绝接受神在我们基督徒身上的呼召，这样子我们也就是远从神身边逃跑。
In First Peter 2:9 said that you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
在彼得前书彼得前书第二章第九节说，我们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国民，是属神的子民。
How many of you pray or say grace when you eat in the public?
当你在公众面前进食的时候，你们当中有多少人是会在进食之前有谢饭祷告？
So we should act like a Christian.
我们应该就是在我们的生活中表现的就像一个基督徒一样。
Don't run away from God.
不要从神身边逃跑。
So number four is we run from God by disregarding God's correction and discipline.
还有一种情形，我们从神身边逃跑，就是我们就不顾神在我们神来纠正我们让我们学习有一些属灵上的学习。
So when we run from God, we run away from the source of wisdom and truth.
当我们从神身边逃跑的时候，我们就是离开了这个智慧跟真理的泉源。
So we actually disconnected from ourselves from wisdom and truth that can help us to make wise decisions.
那就是说我们把自己跟真理智慧的来源切断，我们就不能够做我们就不能够做有智慧的决定，做了一些不智的决定。
Philip Yancey once said, Some of us confuse life with God.
美国有一位基督徒作者菲利普杨西，他说我们常常把神跟生活搞分不清楚。
When life goes out,
当我们的生活向南走，就是
That is the equivalent of God not doing so well with us.
我们就会觉得说，哎呀，神，好像这等于说神没有好好的对待我们，在我们的生活当中对我们不好。
We would reason why in the world would I want to follow God since things are not working out the way I think it is.
我们可能就会在那边盘算，我到底究竟是为了什么要跟随神呢？既然生活中所发生的事情都不是照我所想要的情况发生。
Look at how God has treated me.
看看神只是怎么这样的对待我。
I don't want any part of that.
我实在是受够了，我不愿意再这样下去了。
So Jonah was told to go to a group of people who have no regard to prophets.
神告诉约拿要去这一群人当中，这些人是尼尼微人，他们是并不看重先知的。
No regard to Yahweh, the God of Israel.
他们一点也不在乎以色列的神耶和华。
The people of Nineveh, the Ninevites, has committed all kind of sin under the sun.
对啊，尼尼微城的人甚至是犯了各种罪大恶极的罪。
You name it。
你能想到的罪，可能。
Murderers。
他们犯了谋杀。
Idolatry。
拜偶像。
Prostitution。
卖淫。
Witchcraft。
巫术。
And exploitation of the helpless。
并且剥削那些最无助的人。
When God told Jonah to go to Nineveh before they were about to destroy,
当神告诉约拿要去尼尼微城，警告他们，他神是要神这个城市将要被神毁灭。
Jonah was probably thinking,
约拿可能是这样想的。
God, don't you know about who these people are?
神啊，你难道不知道这些人是什么样的人吗？
Give me a break.
让我喘口气吧。
Don't send me to judge them.
请你不要派我去那里审判他们。
We know that a prophet is a person chosen by God to be His messenger.
我们知道所谓的先知就是神所拣选去传递他神的讯息的人。
God told His prophet about important events that were going to happen ahead of time.
神会告诉他所拣选的先知有一些重要的在未来将会发生的重要的事情，就预先告诉人。
The prophet then told a God's message to everyone who would listen.
先知呢就是要传讲神的信息给那些愿意听的人。
Sometimes the messages were great blessings.
有的时候先知所传的信息是从神来那里很大的祝福。
And sometimes there were serious warnings.
有的时候这个信息是神的警告。
However, God's messages were always intended to bring His people back to Himself.
不论如何神的信息 总是为了这个目的，就是要把人带回到神自己的身边。
We might think that Jonah was just afraid of the sinful and evil people in Nineveh.
我们可能想，约拿是非常惧怕这些邪恶、罪恶极重的尼尼微人。
That wasn't the case at all.
但这并不是实情。
The reason is actually quite shocking.
实际的原因是可能是很让人震惊的。
The Bible tells us that Jonah knew how wonderful, loving, compassionate, and forgiving God is.
圣经告诉我们，约拿事实上是知道，神是蛮有恩典跟怜悯的一位神。
He knew that when the people of Nineveh heard the good news.
他知道当那个尼尼微城的居民听到，从神那里来的好消息的时候。
And that God loved them and wanted them to turn away from their sin and follow Him.
这个好消息就是说神爱他们并且希望他们从罪恶中回转过来然后来追随神
They might just do it
他们很可能就会选择听从神的话
Then God will suddenly forgive them in the end
约拿想那神就会突然的全部的原谅他们了
Ninevites were heartless killers and were Israelite worst enemies
我们知道尼尼微的居民很多都是冷酷无情的杀手而且他们长久以来都是以色列人 最大的敌人
Jonah simply did not want God to forgive them
约拿其实就是不愿意神去原谅这些尼尼微的居民
Jonah placed no values on the Ninevites and his inhabitants
约拿并不看重这些尼尼微城人居民的生命价值。
Perhaps the Ninevites has been enemy with the Israelites so long that Jonah could not possibly see himself wanted to have anything to do with them.
因为尼尼微人跟以色列人之间长久为敌关系非常恶劣约拿基本上就是不能够想象说他愿意跟这个尼尼微人有什么关系有
Or maybe Jonah feared that if these godless people turn to God
也许约拿很害怕如果这些不敬畏神的人呢转向神了
Then the Israelites, who were God's chosen people, would look bad because the Israelites themselves would not turn toward God, even though they had every opportunity to do so.
因为当尼尼微人回转归向神的话，可能就会相形之下，就会让以色列人看起就是神所拣选的子民看起来非常非常糟糕，因为以色列人有每一个机有各神给他们各样的机会去追随神但是不管是什么样的原因他们常没有这样做
So whatever the reason, Jonah decided that he knew better than God.
我要不知道为了什么样的原因约拿就是决定说他自己盘算他认为他比神知道的还多还好
The problem with Jonah is that he didn't understand his sin is no different than the sin of the Ninevites
约拿的问题是在于说他并不了解 他的罪跟尼尼微人的罪并没有什么差别
He focused on his own desire, his prejudice, and his way rather than God's way.
他着重在他自己的想法，他自己的喜好、欲望，他的成见，他自己的方式来做事，并反而不顾神的方式。
Jonah decided that the Ninevites didn't deserve to have the opportunity to turn from their sin.
在约拿看来尼尼微城的居民并不值得有这样的机会去悔改从罪恶中回转过来
You know when Jonah ran away from God
你知道当约拿从神身边逃跑的时候
God could have let him go
神可以不管他就让他逃走
But God went after Jonah
但是神却一直在追逐约拿。
Why would God go to such a great length to pursue Jonah?
为什么神要费这么大的劲，这么大的麻烦去追逐约拿呢
？God didn't need Jonah to accomplish his objective, his plan.
事实上神并不需要约拿 来帮助他来完成他的计划。
God could have used someone else，
神可以使用另外一个人。
But God chose Jonah by his grace，
然而神却拣选了约拿是因为他的恩典。
It was an honor and a blessing to be chosen as a vessel of God to preach the truth to the people of Nineveh.
这的确是 一项荣誉跟一项祝福。约拿被神拣选成为神所使用的器皿，来向尼尼微大城里面的人传讲神。
In the same way, as a believer,
同样的，我们作为基督徒。
There is no greater joy than to be a part of someone coming to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
我们基督徒最大的喜乐就是我们能够认识神，并且能够跟随神，并且能够
So and by His grace, God went after Jonah to give him another chance to obey.
神因着他的恩典，神给约拿一个机会，让他能够再给他一个机会，让他来顺服神的旨意。
Does any one of us deserve the opportunity to receive God's grace？
想想看，在我们当中的人，我们真的是配得这个机会来接受神赦罪的恩典吗
？No。
并不是的，我们不配。
We each have the free choice to sin or not to sin.
我们每一个人都可以自由选择去犯罪还是不犯罪。
And every one of us has chosen to sin.
我们每一个人都选择去犯罪了。
We deserve to be punished and separated from God forever.
我们事实上是值得被处罚，然后被永远的与神隔离。
It's only by God's grace that He sent His Son to die for us and give us an opportunity.To put our trust in Him.
这完全是神的恩典，他差遣他的独生爱子为我们的罪而死，所以我们能得到这样的机会，被赦免，并且能够信靠神。
We do not deserve God's forgiveness.
我们并不配得到神这个赦罪的恩典。
It's not what we have done.
不是因为我们自己努力做了些什么。
But what God has done for us.
我们能够被赦免完全是因为神做了他为我们做成就的。
So he saved us by his grace.
神是因着他的恩典拯救了我们。
So when we realize how icky or distasteful our own sin is to God.
我们如果能够理解我们的罪在神看来是何等的污秽，是何等的可厌。
And how amazing His free gift of forgiveness and new life is.
那我们就可以看见说神所白白赐给我们的礼物就是赦罪的礼物，还有新生，这是何等的奇妙。
Then we will be excited to share it with everyone.
我们应该是非常兴奋的，愿意去分享这个福音的好消息，救恩给每一个人。
So don't take God's grace for granted.
我们不要把神的恩典当作稀松平常，没什么大不了的。
So what is God teaching us in the book of Jonah?
神要借着约拿书来教导我们一些什么功课呢
？What is God's purpose to have the story of Jonah in the Bible?
为什么神要在圣经里面有约拿书，记载着约拿的故事，好叫我们学习些什么呢
？It's not a book about, it's not a book about Jonah.
事实上，这本书并不是关于约拿的。
Or a whale.
或者是像鲸鱼这种大鱼，在约拿书中提到的。
But it's really about God.
这本书完全是关于神的。
What kind of God is he?
这本书告诉我们，我们的神是何等一位神。
The book itself revealed about his attributes.
从这本约拿书里面，我们可以看见神的属性。
His character.
神的性格。
A loving God, he cares.
我们的神是何等慈爱的一个神，是何等关切我们的一位神。
He is concerned about the life of the people.
神非常关切每一个人的生活与生命。
Other attributes of God are His all-knowing.
我们在这本书也看到神的属性，我们知道神是全知的，
All powerful，
他是全能的，
Ever present，
神是无所不在的，
He is faithful and truthful，
神是蛮有真理的，信实的，
And He is good，
神是良善的，
And He is patient and perfect，
神是完全的，是很有耐心的。
Okay, God gave us give divine intervention to his children.
神是怎样对待他的孩子呢？神是是愿意介入他的儿女的生活中的。
He presents them with an opportunity for us to partner with him.
神给我们这样的机会，让我们能够与他同工。
In purposes, we could never conceive or imagine.
神让我们与他的同工来实行他的旨意，这可能是我们很难想象的。
A life interrupted by God is a privilege.
如果我们的生命当中有神介入，这实在是一种特权。
So a believer must internalize or incorporate this principle in order to live a life that accomplishes God's will.
我们作为信神的人，我们必须要很真诚的内心接受这一项原则，我们才能够活出这样的生活，能够实现神的旨意。
God does not need us to complete His purposes.
神其实并不需要我们的帮忙来成就他的旨意。
Yet He still chose us to ask us to partner with Him.
然而神真的还是拣选了我们邀请我们去与他同工。
A divine task has heavenly implications.
属神的工作是有这些是有属天的意义。
And will yield beneficent result for us and for his kingdom.
而且会产生非常伟大的结果，为我们这些人产生伟大的结果，也为神的国度产生伟大的结果。
Sometimes this benefit might not be visible on the outset from the beginning.
可能从一开始做神工作的好处，我们可能一下子看不清。
A supernatural outcome waits on the horizon for anyone who chooses to partner with God.
如果你选择 与神同工，我们最后可能就会看见这个神超自然奇妙的结果在成就了。
In our journey with God,
在我们与神同行的旅程当中
，We'll be more like Jonah.
我们常常都会像约拿一样
，Where we really did not want to obey God's commandments.
我们就是很不想去遵行神的命令。
But rather we want to run away from God.
我们就是想从神身边跑跑。
How we handle interruptions in life actually tells us more about ourselves.
我们如何来面对处理我们生活当中一些不顺利的事情被打断的事情，也就反映出来我们是怎样的人。
Let us look at some example in the Bible.
让我们来看看圣经里面的一些例子。
How some of these people, their life got interrupted.
我们看到这些圣经人物，他们的生活是如何的被打断。
How they overcome adversities.
他们如何的克服了这些困境。
Under extreme circumstances.
在一些非常困难的情况之下。
But it seems like there is no hope at all.
甚至是看起来完全是绝望，没有盼望的时候。
But God was in every part of their life and helped them to navigate their life, to turn their life around.
然而神始终是与他们同在，并且帮助他们经历这一切困难的光景，使他们的生命得到反转。
Let us look at the life of Joseph.
让我们来看看约瑟他的一生。
First, he was sold by his brothers.
我们知道约瑟被他的弟兄们所出卖。
The reason for that is his brothers hated him.
约瑟的弟兄们非常厌恶他。
He was a favorite of his father, Jacob.
因为约瑟的父亲雅各偏爱约瑟。
So he was sold to Egypt.
约瑟就被他的弟兄们被卖做奴隶，卖到埃及。
And so to the captain of the royal guard of Pharaoh.
他被卖到法老王的护卫长家里。
Soon, he, because of, God was with him, and he was prosper.
因为神与约瑟同在, 他所做的事情尽都顺利。
So he was put in charge of Potiphar's household.
所以他就成为波提法家里的管家，主管一切。
But something happened.
但是有一件事情发生了。
Potiphar's wife seduced him.
波提法的妻子想要引诱约瑟。
And accused him.
然后就诬告他。
Of assaulting her.
他想引诱约瑟，但是他约瑟不愿意做这样行，他就诬告约瑟说约瑟侵犯他。
Even though Joseph did nothing and ran away.
事实上，约瑟并没有对他非礼，他就是从他身边逃跑。
Because of that, he was sent to prison.
所以约瑟就被送到监牢里，为的是一个他没有犯的罪。
So in the prison, he met two servants of Pharaoh.
在监狱里，他遇到另外两位这个法老的仆人。
And he helped them to interpret their dreams.
他们做了梦，然后约瑟就帮他们解梦。
When they got out, they forgot about Joseph.
那他们出了监狱的时候，却忘记了这个约瑟。
Not until one day.
一直到有一天。
Pharaoh was plagued with dreams.
法老为他所做的梦感到非常的困扰。
And no one could interpret his dreams.
没有人能够提供任何解释，关于他的法老王的梦，没有人能够解释。
But eventually, the butler remembered about Joseph's skill that he can interpret dreams.
最后呢，法老王的酒政，管酒政的，他想起在狱中遇见约瑟，约瑟是有这样的能力，能够解梦。
So because of his skill to be able to interpret dreams for Pharaoh.
因为约瑟有这样的能力，能够为法老解释他的梦。
Pharaoh put him in charge of Egypt.
法老王就重用他，让他管理政事。
Actually, the dream was 7 years of abundance and 7 years of famines.
法老王所做的梦是这样的，就是说，埃及会有7年的丰收，然后接下来是有7年的饥荒。
And he became the prime minister of Egypt.
法老王就让约瑟成为埃及的首相。
He was able to put away enough food for Egypt to last through the 7 years of famines.
在约瑟的管理之下，他把这个埃及在丰年多余的粮能够储藏起来，所以他们就能够度过那饥荒的7年。
It was during these 7 years of famine, his brother came to Egypt to purchase grain from him.
就在那饥荒的年岁当中，约瑟的弟兄们来到埃及来买粮。
So eventually, by the grace of God, Joseph was able to be united with all his brothers.
最后呢，是因为神的恩典，约瑟能够跟他的弟兄们、跟他的家庭重新团圆。
When his brother asked for forgiveness for what he had done to him long time ago,
当他的弟兄们求他原谅他们过去做了对不起他的事情。
This is what Joseph said.
这就是约瑟所说的。
Can we all read this verse?
让我们一起来读这段经文。从前你们的意思是要害我。 但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
What can we learn?
我们能够学到些什么呢？
from the life of Joseph.
我们可以从约瑟的生活当中，一生学到些什么呢？
As you can see, Joseph's life is up and down.
我们可以看到，约瑟的一生是起起伏伏，并不是一帆风顺。
Yet he is with God.
但是他神与他同在。
So what we can learn is what matter is not so much the events or circumstances of life, but our response to them.
所以我们可以学习到一个原则，不管我们生活中遇到什么样的事件，什么样的情况，这些情况并不重要，而重要的是我们如何反应这些情况。
With God's help, any situation can be used for good, even when others intend it for evil.
如果我们有神的帮助，即使是不非常恶劣不利的情况，是别人故意要陷害我们的时候，这些情况也可以成为我们的好处。
Another principle we can learn is God's plan and purposes are greater and better than ours.
另外一个我们可以学到的原则就是说，神的计划、神的旨意是比我们自己的旨意计划要好得多了。
Next.We can look at the life of Ruth.
接下来我们看一看路德的的例子。
The book of Ruth is a story of love, romance, and redemption.
我们知道路德记这本书是关于记载的主题是爱，一些罗曼史，还有神的救赎。
It's a story of Ruth and Naomi, her mother-in-law, dealing with loss, trials, and romance.
这本书是关于路德跟她的婆婆拿俄米他们之间彼此相爱，还有一些罗曼史。
Through their many trials, they learn to lean on God and His sovereign will for their life.
他们学习到如何在他们面对他们生活中的困难的时候，他们学习到如何倚靠神。
Ruth was unknown.
其实没有人认得路德的。
She was born in a pagan land, Moab.
路德是一个外邦人，在摩押地出生。
But through her relationship with her mother-in-law Naomi, an Israelite, she found her God.
但是因为她的婆婆拿俄米，她跟她婆婆之间关系很好，她能够认识神。
When Naomi lost her husband and two sons.
当拿俄米的先生跟两个儿子都去世的时候
，He decided to go back to the promised land.
他决定要回到他的家乡，就是应许之地。
Ruth insisted of going along with her.
路德是定义要与他的婆婆同行。
Even though there seems to be no hope for Ruth to marry again.
虽然那时候是一点都路德并没有希望能够再婚。
Let us read what Ruth said in the scripture. Ruth 1, chapter 1, verse 16 to 17.
让我们一起来读这段经文，在路德记第一章16-17节。路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。”你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在那里。除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
Naomi and Ruth returned to Israel empty and bitterly disappointed.
在这个时候，拿俄米跟路德回到以色列，他们是空空的回去，而且是非常的失望，非常的痛苦。
Because of Ruth's decision to follow Naomi to the promised land.
因为路德决定去跟随婆婆拿俄米回到以色列应许之地。
And to accept God of Israel.
路德决定接受以色列的神。
Ruth ended up being a part of Jesus Christ's lineage.
结果呢？主耶稣基督正是出自于路德的后代。
She is one of the only four women mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew.
在马太福音记载耶稣的主耶稣的家谱里面提到四位女性，路德就是其中之一。
Ruth found her identity in God.
路德在神里面得到他的肯定，得到他的认同。
She surrendered her life to him and walked with God.
她将自己的生命降服在神面前，并且与神同行。
On the other hand, her sister-in-law, Orpa.
在另外一方面，她过世先生的太太俄尔帕。
Decided to remain in her pagan land with her people, and the Bible never spoke of her again.
俄尔帕决定留在摩押地，继续过他外邦人的生活。圣经再也没有过，再也没之后就再也没提到他的名字了。
So there are lessons we can learn from Ruth.
我们可以从路德学到一些功课。
Ruth is an example of how God can change your life and take it in a direction that He has foreordained and planned for her.
我们从路德的例子就可以看见，神是可以改变我们人生的方向，把我们带到他所预先为我们预备的方向。
So, and the second principle, lesson is that you never know what God has in store for you.
另外一个属灵的原则，我们可以学习到，就是说，我们可能很难想象到神为我们所预备的。So
the next example is a conversion of the Philippians jailer and his household.
接下来第三个例子就是，我们要看到说有一个狱卒，他跟他的全，他怎么样信靠神。
It was recorded in Acts chapter 16.
这个狱卒的故事是记在《使徒行传》16章。
When Paul and Silas were on their way to a place of prayer in Philippi.
是当保罗跟希拉来到腓立比的时候。
Paul cast out an evil spirit from a slave girl after he has been harassed by the spirit for many days.
有一个女仆被这个邪灵附身，然后保罗把这个邪灵从她身上赶走。
Her master had Paul and Silas beaten and imprisoned after they realized that they have lost the opportunity to make money.
然而这个使女的主人就看见，因为这个使女没有邪灵了，他们就没有指望靠她来算命赚钱，他们就把保罗、希拉给抓进牢里面，使他们受到鞭打。
While in prison, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God at midnight.
当保罗跟希拉被下在监狱里的时候，他们就在一起祷告，并且唱诗赞美神。
And others were listening.
其他的囚犯也就在那边听着。An
earthquake shook loose the door and everyone's chain.
突然呢，就会有一个大地震，然后那个监狱的门都开放了。The
jailer awoke by the event.
狱卒看守囚犯的狱卒，因为这个地震而醒过来，他看见这个门都开了。Fearing
the priest's order, prisoner has escaped, was about to commit suicide.
他想，既然监狱的门户大开，这些囚犯可能都已经逃跑了，那他就很难脱离他的职责，他就打算自杀。Paul
stopped him by assuring him that none of the prisoner had escaped.
保罗马上就阻止这个狱卒自杀，他向这个狱卒保证说，所有的囚犯都还在，没有人逃跑。This
is the jailer. Let's read the Acts 16:29-34.
让我们一起来读《使徒行传》16章29节到34节。
I don't have all the scripture in there. Sorry.
对不起，我并没有，这里并没有列出全部的经节。Okay,
basically, in verse 9, the jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, Sir, what must I do to be saved?
基本上，这个狱卒就问这个保罗跟希拉说，我们要怎样做才能够得救呢？
They replied, Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
保罗回答说, 你要相信主耶稣, 你和你的一家都必得救。
And they spoke the word of God to him and to all others in his house. And they were all being baptized. So, I'd like to point out that there were several divine intervention by God that led to this conversion.
我愿意指出来，在这个事件当中，有几次都是神的介入，才有这样的情形。
First, the Macedonian vision appeared to God to Paul and led Paul to come to preach in Philippi.
首先呢，是神给保罗一个意象，因为这个意象，保罗就来到当地，就是来到腓立比城。
Secondly, the casting out of the evil spirit allowed Paul and Silas to be imprisoned.
第二点就是，当保罗把那个邪灵从使女身上赶跑的时候，这因为这件事情，保罗跟希拉就被关进牢里。
Then the earthquake.
然后又有神的介入，就是有地震。
And caused the jailer to give himself to Christ.
因为这接下来发生的事情，才会导致这个狱卒愿意归向神，信靠神。
So as you can see, God was instrumental and the architect of the whole thing.
我们从这个事件当中可以看到，这整个事件都是神所设计，神所执行的。
He used Paul and Silas as his vessel of grace to bring the jailer and his household to himself.
神使用保罗、希拉做他恩典的器皿，能够把狱卒和他的家人都悔改归主。
So what lesson can we learn from the jailer conversion?
我们从这个狱卒悔改信主的事情学到些什么功课呢？
Obedience to God is necessary in any ministry.
我们做神的事工，服侍神的时候，一定要顺服神。
And we saw one principle here is God overcomes Satanic power.
从这个事件当中，我们看见神的能力是远远超过撒旦的能力。
And God preserved life and overcoming persecution.
我们也看见神是能够保存性命，并且能够克服一切的迫害。
No life was lost.
没有一个人撕上他们的生命。
So we also know that Jonah eventually responded to God, calling and went to Nineveh.
我们知道，约拿最后终于回应神，顺服了神，他到了尼尼微城。
To preach the message of repentance.
他向尼尼微城的人传讲悔改的信息。
At least 120,000 people had repented.
至少有12万的尼尼微城居民悔改了。
Making eternal mark on earth should be our most important goal in life.
这个可能就是我们生活中最重要的一个目标。
Because God not only the headliner of Jonah's story.
我们知道这个约拿的故事当中，这神是这个一个主题，是这里面的一个主角。
But he also can be our as well if we partner with him.
事实上，神也可以成为我们生活中的一个主角，我们可以与神同工。
Our significant, at least the kind that will leave an eternal mark, can only be found in how we fully yield ourselves to God's purpose in our life.
我们若要追求永存的意义，我们人生永存的意义，我们必须要顺服神，与他同工来成就他的旨意和计划。
Whatever God has called you to do should be a privilege.
不管神呼召你做什么，这都是一项特权。
Why it might not be easy or convenient.
神呼召你做的工作可能并不是一件很容易的事情。
God offered you a chance to write a story of significance for eternity.
我们要知道这是神给我们的机会，让我们能够用我们的生命来写出这样一个故事，是有永恒的意义与价值的。
This is what God said in Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9.
我们来看看神在以赛亚书55章第8到9节是这样说的。
Let us read.
让我们一起来读。耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
So Jonah responded to God.
约拿回应神的呼召。
Equal to at least 120,000 people being saved.
那也就是说，他的顺服带来至少有120,000人的生命被拯救。
Our most important goal in life should be
我们在我们生命中最重要的目标
is total submission to God，
就是要向神完全的顺服。
Allow Him to use us as His vessel of grace。
我们要容许神来使用我们，成为他恩典的器皿。
So that we can make a mark in eternity in the kingdom of God.
唯有这样做，我们才能够在神永恒的国度里面，在永恒里面留下我们的记号。
Isaiah 64 verse 8 say.
以赛亚书64章。第六节是这样说。
第八节。
第八节。
We are the clay. God is the potter.
我们是泥土，神是陶匠。
We have no right to say what we become.
我们没有什么资格，来表示我们想成为什么样的。
But we are His work.
我们是神的手中的工作。
He has the sovereign right to do what He wants.
神有他的主权在我们身上，来做他所要成就的事情。
We are dependent on Him.
我们必须依靠神。
To make us what He will have for us.
我们要依靠神，让他来成就在我们身上的工作，使我们成为他所要的样式。
May the message this morning bring you hope and encouragement.
我希望今天早上的信息带给你盼望和鼓励。
And to inspire each one of you,
并且能够激发我们每一个人
to yield yourself to Him,
愿意把自己摆上为神所使用
so that God can bring transformations,
所以神就能够带来一些生命的改变
in your life,
在我们生命当中
for good purposes,
而且是为了他良善的旨意
for His glory.
为了神的荣耀
and also bring eternal significance in many people's life
并且能够使许多人的生命得到永恒的意义。
It doesn't matter what situation you are in
不管我们现在处在怎样的状况当中
or what you have done before
也不管我们过去做了些什么
God is offering you a chance to partner with Him
神正提供我们这样一个机会，让我们能够来到他的身边。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
And may God bless all of you.
愿神祝福你们每一位。
Amen.
Amen.
下面我们来唱回应诗歌，在诗歌本的298首，为主而活。好，一起来。
我愿献身心为基督而活， 欢心顺服主，因主之道义背起十字架，奉献给你，因你在十字架上为赎我罪钉死，我要你做我救主，来住在我心里，我一生一世到永远。奉献给你，因你在十字架上为赎我罪钉死，我要你做我救主，来住在我心里，我一生一世到永远。到永远。